following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. For a full list of our shows, as well as breaking sports news and engaging feature stories, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the 40th episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. We're two members of the class of 2017 who are obsessed with Bonnie's basketball. Kyle, welcome to you.
What's going on, man? We are at the 40th episode mark, which is always awesome to think about. We now have Courtney Stockard back in the lineup, man. We really needed his presence, and to get two wins out of the last two games has just been huge for us. I think, you know, we can carry this momentum going into the next two games with a big one against Buffalo on Saturday.
Yeah, Kyle, ever since Stockard stepped on the court against Canisius, this Bonnie's team has an energy that really lacked the first six games of the season.
No, you're absolutely right. It's just his senior leadership, the ability to be able to shoot and drive to the bucket, along with having a really good defensive presence. I was curious to see how he would come back cautiously, or would he get right into it? And, you know, it was the latter. He got, you know, right into it right away against Canisius and scored a lot of points and was just producing all over the floor. I was really excited with his play, and, you know, against Delaware State as well, he was fantastic.
Yeah, Kyle, Courtney Stockard's now second on the team with 15 points per game. In the two games he's dressed, he finished against Canisius with 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. And then against Delaware State, he finished with 16 points, 2 rebounds, and 6 assists. So Stockard's really provided a well-rounded game that this team has really needed this season. So Kyle, even though the Bonnies went 2-0 this last week, they did one thing against Canisius that I'm really uncomfortable with. With about 10 minutes left in the game, the Bonnies were up by 13 and decided to change their pace. They got the lead by playing up tempo and then decided to slow the pace down. I'm not a fan of this team when they slow the pace down. Earlier this season, when they played Bucknell, they had the lead for a majority of the game, slowed the game down, gave Bucknell all the momentum back, and then ended up losing that game in overtime. I don't care what the score is or who their opponent is. I don't ever want to see this team slow the pace down when they have the lead.
Alec, you're right about that. I mean, it's all true because pace is something I think Schmidt teams usually use as a caveat to win. And I think it's just a lot of trust with this team right now, with them being so young. I don't think Schmidt is ready to see it, but I don't think he knows that they could necessarily be very successful in normal Schmidt-paced offense. And so I think right now, you know, it's still a test and they're trying to really learn. And I think it's just us being so young. It's a whole different situation than what we've been used to with Mark Schmidt's teams in the past. He's just dealing with a very young team right now and still trying to find their identity.
So Kyle, last week we talked about how the team was struggling. They were 1-5. They're currently 3-5. It's not the best record, but how much more comforting is it to know that this team is now 3-5 instead of potentially 1-7?
It just sucked having LD and Courtney out for that amount of games, and it just made us rely heavily on our freshmen. And credit to them, they definitely stepped up to the plate in the sense of, you know, what Kyle Lawson was able to bring, what Dominic Welsh was able to bring before he went down. And now to have the senior leadership back is huge. A guy who last year was just on fire for us at the end of the year. We know what type of player he can be when he gets hot. And so this is the momentum we need, man, to get some solid play going into a big game against Syracuse, obviously towards the end of December. But we just want to put our best effort going forward, especially going into that game and then Northeastern and Vermont as well.
Before we continue on with the show, I want to give a quick shout out to St. Bonaventure Athletic Director Tim Kenny. The Bonnies play teams like Siena, UB, Syracuse, Vermont, Northeastern. The schedule gets a lot tougher. What Kenny did was, after the Cayman Islands Classic, he scheduled two games against Canisius and then Delaware State. Those are two teams that really aren't the best in the country. What those two games at that moment provided was the ability for the Bonnies to get over the tournament and get their confidence back as they head into December. Kyle, excellent job by Kenny making the schedule.
No, absolutely. Tim Kenny's a good guy. He wants what's best for the school, and I know he, you know, is trying his best to help this team as they are young. And I think we're going to have a great future with him and this team, you know, in the next few years with all the young studs that we have that are going to grow over the next few years.
So as we look down the schedule, the Bonnies two games this week are home against Siena and home against UB. It's a big rivalry week for St. Bonaventure. It starts with the home game against Siena. Bonnies defeat Siena last year and currently hold the Franciscan Cup. Siena's currently 3-5, just like St. Bonaventure. But Kyle, I think the Bonnies are in excellent position to hold on to the Franciscan Cup.
No, absolutely, Alec. When it comes to Saints, they are very similar to us with a 1-2 punch in the scoring guards. They have, you know, Jalen Pickett, who's averaging over 17 a game, 42% from three. He hasn't taken a whole lot of them. He's only taken 48, but that just shows he's a very efficient player, averaging 4 rebounds a game and 74% from the line. And another guy we need to watch out for is Evan Fisher, a forward for them. Pretty solid player, averaging 14 a game, 54% from the floor. They have a few guys play a lot of minutes. I mean, they have 5 guys averaging over 24 minutes a game. You know, they really like to rotate a lot, and I think it's going to be a good test for our guys. And with our depth still being an issue, I think it's something where we really have to come focused and ready to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, Kyle, this is going to be a game where the Bonnies are really going to miss a guy like Ladarian Griffin. When you look at Evan Fisher and then third leading scorer Sloane Seymour, they're significantly bigger than St. Bonaventure on the wing. Both Fisher and Seymour are 6'9". When you look at a guy like Stockard and Sheff, they're a little bit shorter, roughly around 6'6". And then what's one thing we've consistently said on this podcast? The Bonnies' one weakness on defense over the years is the fact that they've really struggled against opposing teams' wings. So, Kyle, one matchup I'm really looking forward to is a matchup between Sheff and Gallicolundi and Sloane Seymour.
I think Sheff can really stand to the test. I think, you know, he's a guy who obviously is an undersized guy who can play all the way up to the four. And so I think that his ability to guard multiple positions, like you said, it's going to be an interesting matchup versus he and Seymour. But I think Sheff can win that battle.
So, Kyle, who will possess the Franciscan Cup on Wednesday night?
I'm going to pick the Bonnies with a 78-72 win. It's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, Kyle, I agree. The score is going to be pretty close. I think it's going to be lower scoring than what you said. I'm going to say about 68-64. These two teams are very similar. They're two teams that historically play pretty close games. I remember I went to Siena a couple years ago when the Bonnies had Deion Wright. And the final score was by 2 points. Deion ended up taking a 3, which could have won the game, but he missed it. And that led to Siena holding on to the Franciscan Cup. So I'm expecting a tight game, but Kyle, I agree with you. With the fact that the Bonnies are at home, I think they have a very good shot at winning this game. And then as you look on to Saturday, Kyle, they got UB. They're currently ranked 21st in the country. This is by far their toughest test so far this season.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun to see how our guys go about guarding C.J. Massenburg, a guy who, you know, against a very good West Virginia team this season, he went 9 of 15 from 3, 12 of 22 from the field, and 10 of 12 from the line, 14 rebounds. I mean, it's just insane. This guy is an absolute monster. I think when it comes to their size, that's something I'm really concerned about, because with McCray being down there, you know, even though he's not really much of a producer, there's a big body on the inside. I think it's going to be a tough test for our guys, but I think Courtney Stockard's going to really have to step up for us, and Kyle Lawson as well. I know he has thus far, but I think he's going to have to really, you know, look to kick it into extra gear against this tough Buffalo Bulls team. Man, they are ranked for a reason, and they are just a very solid team this year, and everyone knew it going into the season.
Yeah, Kyle, when you look at their scores outside of Massenburg, they have 3 other guys that average 11 or more per game. You got Nick Perkins with 13.9, Jeremy Harris with 12.6, and Javon Graves with 11. Kyle, they just have so many different guys that can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, Alec, and feeding off of that, they just, like you said, are very balanced in their scoring efforts. Javon Graves has 2 16-point performances. Jeremy Harris has 3 performances of 15 or more, one of them being with 21 points. And Nick Perkins, guy who comes off the bench, has 2 performances of 20 or more. You know, this is just a really balanced scoring team. And what I like about Perkins is he's a really relied-on guy off the bench. He, against San Francisco, shot 20 field goal attempts and made 10 of them and scored 22 points. So, you know, he's a guy who they trust to really be a scorer, especially off the bench. And that's what good teams do. You know, they have the full array of scoring efforts, especially having a guy like that who can come in off the bench 27 minutes and score 22 points.
All right, Kyle. Will the Bonnies be 2-1 or 1-2 in Big Four games this season?
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to have to go to UB Bulls on this one. I think they're going to pull this one out. It's going to be a close game. I think we ultimately bow to them 81-75.
Yeah, Kyle, I agree with you. I'm a little nervous about this game. I'd be a little more confident if Ladarian was playing, but it's not looking like he will be dressing for that game. I'm going to go 85-70. I just, with the scoring depth that UB has, I'm just very nervous for the Bonnies, even though they're at home for a game against the 21st ranked team in the country. All right, that's going to be it for this episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. Tune in next week as we keep you up to date with all things St. Bonaventure basketball. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.